This is Communique from WHQR in Wilmington, North Carolina. I'm Gina Gamboni. Kelly Rae Williams is an advocate for racial and gender equality, and she's a poet. She shared with me a poem she wrote about actress Raven Simone's claim that she's not African American. Here it is.
Dear Raven, under the influence of spotlights and microphones, we are likely to say anything. Under the scrutiny of the American public, we are liable to speak of assimilation as if it were this natural occurrence, this evolution of kinky to straight, brown to bleached, the inevitable result of stewing in the melting pot of this American culture. Here on this throne, in front of the queen of talk show herself, words like human can transform into terms like colorless. Somehow, equality turns into invisibility with a slight tongue trick. You speak of American as if it were this close friend, and African as if it were this inconvenient stepsister, easy to dismiss because the blood never connected you. As if your African roots could simply be removed by dehyphenating a title. Well, I am sorry to disappoint you, my child. But the African blood that runs through your veins is not an uncomfortable truth scratching at the back of your neck. You cannot simply cut out the kente cloth hue that adorns your skin. The label of African American is simply the historical instruction, the blueprint of how to handle this delicate skin with care. It is a lie, my dear. A trick that America has whispered into your ears, seducing you until you forget the shackles, the stripping of birth name, the ripping apart of families, the beating senseless, the burning. You are the foster child of this American society, the lowly one who was kidnapped and conquered. It is easy to fall in love with your captor when the warmth of the American shores feels so much like home and not the rocky seas that brought us over on. Stockholm syndrome clouding your memory, girl. You were stolen, your identity taken when you came here, not given to you. Do not give in to the urge to erase the gorgeous fabric that is your birthright. Although heavy, the African culture is a vibrant cloak whose tag reads, must handle with care. A further investment is needed. You must search for the knowledge. You must work to preserve its legacy, its original design. This ethnicity that you were born into is not easy to digest, but it must be passed down through oral histories like a priceless family heirloom. We must tell the stories of where we come from. You have a responsibility to treat your heritage as if it were a golden cape. You must appreciate it for being yours, something that you must step into like an elegant silk gown. And when people look at you, they will ask who you are. They will want to touch the hem of your garment, the patchwork pieces that was pulled together by an adopted culture. What will they grasp? Will they grasp someone who has blended, faded into the backdrop of America? Someone who is colorless and has lost her vibrant, colorful ancestry? Or will they touch the descendant of an African tribe, a Creole baby with African hips and French lips, with a colorful garment all her own?
That's poet Kelly Rae Williams. She has a new manuscript that's in negotiation for publication called Outside the Canon, Poetry as Protest. Find out more at WHQR.org.